Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you inside the Everyday Saturday community, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. You know it. I know it. Now it's up to you to tell everybody else about it. Hey, got great feedback from the Spiritual Sunday, although we broke it into two parts with my buddy Shane Harden, pastor of Branches Church. That just finished the two previous days from today. Brought in Shane, put him in the hot seat, talked about all the forbidden topics about being a Christian and why their religion is the best religion. Do heaven and hell exist? What does God think about the F-bomb? All my atheist friends, you guys have been chiming in. It's great, man. I love to see people squirm online. I can see you squirming. Like, I can totally see you squirming. Facebook comments out there, people giving me some Bible advice. I love it, man. You know what? Ultimately, as I talked about on the podcast, my goal is to just get people to think. Just think. Just stop accepting what your parents told you. Stop accepting what your grandparents told you. Stop accepting what your boss tells you, all of this to be gospel. And go on a seeking and a searching mission of your own and see where that leads you. You have to really live in the present. And I'm not one of these new age woo-woo dudes. You know, I got a lot of new age woo-woo friends, people who rely on the universe and conspiring to bring them bicycles and all that stuff. But I don't, aside from that blatant shot right there I just took at my buddies, I don't, you know, wake up every day to make fun of anybody based on their religion or anything like that. I just know that there is so much out there to be learned, and I'm not going to stop. I mean, I will not stop seeking what it is, and I'm never going to find it. I mean, I don't expect Jesus Christ himself to come on into my living room when I'm watching 24. By the way, I'm on season three, halfway through of 24. I'm catching up. I was only 10 years behind a month ago. I watched all of season one, all of season two. I'm watching it on Amazon Prime, which is the greatest subscription ever. If you've never got Amazon Prime, I'm not even an affiliate for it, but for $79 a year, you get all these 40,000 movie titles you can tap into. I just started watching 24. I'm like, oh, I've heard about this. You know, people, it's like a cult out there. 24, Kiefer Sutherland, the Fox TV show, the hit Fox TV show. And now I'm in the middle of season three. It's a little dark for me sometimes, but it is so darn addicting with the plot lines. If you've never seen 24, or maybe you're one of the last three people on the planet that haven't, and I'm one of them, it's pretty good. But I don't expect Jesus Christ himself to walk into my living room while I'm walking and say, hey, Sam, I've come to share with you. Can you just put that movie on pause for a minute? I want to come share with you everything you're going to be able to expect in the afterlife because you have had faith in me all these years. Now, I don't expect that, but boy, I love life. You know what I mean? Do you really love life? I mean, do you have a zest for life? My feeling is if you're like most people, you don't. And that's okay. That's what I'm here for. It's okay to have down days. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, like I talk about all the time, Jim Rohn, the symphony, right? You got the happy high notes, the low clashing cymbals. Those are the tough days, the adversity, the tough moments. But you plow through those, you know, and you just go looking for stuff. You know, you can't be satisfied with the answers to the questions that you get unless you feel like you have. It's the equivalent of taking a dry rag and putting it into a bucket of water, like a 5-gallon bucket of water, and you completely immerse that rag, okay? And that is your mind, that's your thought, that's your mission. You're going on a seeking mission to find answers to your questions. Do you want to have a job? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to be in a monogamous relationship? Are you with the right person right now? Are you with anybody right now? Do you want better business contacts? I mean, these are all over the gamut. And of course, spiritually as well. These are all just great, great questions that make the human mind. I mean, our mind is just so powerful, but we never use it. I mean, we just accept stuff. And that's so silly. It's just so dumb. Hey, before I get into the rag into the bucket, I should probably mention 5 minutes into the show who I am. Who you're listening to, you might be listening for the very first time thinking, is this guy going to start chanting Hare Krishna? What's going on here? My name's Sam Crowley. I gave my boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, told him to shove it when he was giving me the gift of feedback in my corporate office on a sunny day in Cincinnati, Ohio. I proceeded to leave my job, go bankrupt, and lose $300,000 in a stupid, ridiculously bad business deal that was all my fault because I did absolutely no due diligence. I just wanted out of my job. I went back to my job, was poked at, prodded in a cubicle like a zoo animal, was made fun of, and pretty much tortured. Look, as much as you can be tortured in an air-conditioned office. I mean, I'm not crying about it that much. There's people that really do endure torture. But anyway, I launched a brand called Every Day is Saturday in 2006 and began speaking about the power of making every day Saturday, living life on your terms, accepting who you are, not where you are. Now we have this show you're listening to that's downloaded in over 100 countries all around the world, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. And can you do me a favor? Can you go to iTunes, click on the ratings and reviews, give me a 5-star rating on the show, leave a nice comment. So people that really are going through some tough times can find the show. It makes it a lot easier. Also, go to the website, everydayissaturday.com. Click on the podcast button, and you can subscribe right there as well. And there's always a write-up of the daily show. We do a show every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because I believe that you have to immerse yourself in personal development every single day. You brush your teeth every day. Why wouldn't you brush your brain? You know what I mean? I mean, why wouldn't you? Also, I want to connect with you on Twitter with all the rest of the followers of the Everyday Saturday movement. Just hit me up at Sam Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, at Sam Crowley on Twitter, hashtag Everyday is Saturday. Give us a shout out. Let us know you're listening. I'll retweet it back. Always reply to the great, great fans out there. And I just love having you listening because if you're a dreamer, you're a doer, you're an entrepreneur, you're in the right place. So as you dunk this currently dry rag into a bucket, 5-gallon bucket of water, and you pull it out, it's just dripping, right? Just, I mean, it's like right back into the bucket. And then you wring it out, and there's not really as much water. About half of it has gone back into the bucket. But that rag is now still much heavier than it was before it was immersed into the water. And that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to keep wringing that rag and getting more knowledge, getting more connections in your life and in your business, and keep wringing that and wringing that until you can just keep wringing it and wringing it and wringing it until your hands are like raw, and there's no more water coming out, and it's all back into the bucket. That's the journey that you need to be on, especially as an entrepreneur. You know, you're one connection away from exploding your business. But so many people, not only do they not even wring that rag out of all the water, meaning meeting all the people they can, making all the connections they can, asking all the questions, they don't even bother dunking it in the water because they've given up. They've just given up. They said, well, that bucket's for somebody else. I can't go do that. That's for the Sam Crowleys of the world. Let me tell you something. I don't even know where to start with that question because I don't want to say it's an absurd question because it's a legitimate question. I hear it a lot. Somebody will see me on stage and, you know, crushing it, selling $100,000 in an hour of a product, and they'll say, wow, I don't think I could ever do that. And my reply is always, if you could only see me, if you could only have seen me just five years ago. It is March 3rd, 2014. 5 years ago, I had yet to launch my 6 Days of Saturday product. It was April 21st of 2009. I remember I had put everything. I put all my chips in the middle of the table. I literally went all in. I created a course called 6 Days to Saturday, which was essentially, you know, that little trip I told you about quitting my job, losing everything, going back to a job. I quit again April of 2007. Okay, coming up on that anniversary as well. April's a good month. As I look back, April's a good month. It's springtime, synonymous with a new life, new bloom. All right, the end of death, here comes life again. The annuals are coming up. Or are they perennials? They're perennials. Anyway, this is not a garden show. Before I launched that product, I put all my chips in the middle of the table. I had every credit card maxed out that I could even get allowed. Keep in mind, I was only a few years removed from a bankruptcy. Took all my retirement money, everything, because it's not cheap. You know, it wasn't cheap. I had to buy a couple of new computers. I had to buy this audio equipment. Videos, needed video done, editing. I didn't know how to edit video, so I was paying like $300 an hour for video editing. Copywriting, I paid $7,500 for a sales page. I'm sorry, $5,000 for a sales page. $2,500 for an upsell page. Infusionsoft, which I run my organization with, is a CRM software with a merchant account and affiliate system. Had to recruit affiliates, had to pay a JV broker to go recruit affiliates. I think all in, I put, I don't know, damn near probably $50,000 just in a month. Now, keep in mind, I had no income coming in. But when you believe so much in something, like, I really believed that this 6 days to Saturday package was going to change people's thinking. And if I could get people to change their thinking, then I could get them to change their results. And if they could change their results, they would believe in me. More importantly, they would believe in themselves and they would believe in the message. So that's kind of how it all started. See, you can't go half-assed into something and just expect it to work out. It's just not going to. It might work out for a month or two. But I'm going on 5 years since that one product launch. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I was one connection away from exploding my business that year. And I met a JV broker named Sean who helped me make the connections of a lot of the individuals who I call my friends now in the internet marketing world. And they promoted my product for me. And within that summer of 2009, I remember I turned 41 years old that summer. My sister turned 50. And Michael Jackson died. It was all that one summer. I remember my sister's 50th birthday. I was in New York City meeting at my other sister's house, and we just got news Michael Jackson died. It was the end of June 2009. Funny how you know where you are when you hear news, you know what I mean? But anyway, that was all when everything went down in 2009. I had my $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. All chips were in. It's all the money I had. I mean, it was leveraged to the hilt. And then we did a launch. And immediately created a $100,000 a month, which I still got to pinch myself, $100,000 a month residual income coming in from the membership site. So let me just take you through. These CDs were titled Monday, Tuesday. Monday was Feeling the Pain. Tuesday was Preparing for Success. Wednesday was all about taking action. Thursday was about overcoming adversity that's going to happen when you take action. Friday was about commitment to your dream. And Saturday was when you've arrived. You know, I should probably re-release that course. Pretty much just give it away probably as a five-year anniversary. I think I'll do that. Let me know. If you want to hear the 6 days of Saturday audios, if you've never heard them before, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, hashtag Every Day is Saturday. Let me know. If you want to hear those CDs, we'll find a way to get those to you. These were physical CDs I mailed out at the time, but I've got them in MP3 format as well. I think that'd be pretty cool to do that, actually. And it was amazing. That was the launch. So all this debt I had put myself in, I got myself immediately out of. I had immediately gained all of these great new affiliates, some 800 new affiliates that were promoting my product because of a connection that I made with Sean. And Sean was introduced to me through Brian. And it was a matter of just not giving up, just not settling and understanding that I wanted to keep wringing that rag. I wanted to find somebody who believed in me. Trust me, before that launch, I had pitched this idea to an infomercial company, to a direct response company. I actually shot a TV commercial for the infomercial. I was ready to plop down another $40,000 if I wouldn't have put all my chips on just this online launch. Really, I was at a crossroads. I was going to put all this money into a new media buy on television, which, boy, that scares the crap out. It's funny how you make decisions, you know? You don't even realize the repercussions so many years later of what would have happened, could have happened. Because right around then, that time is when the economy went bad and, you know, radio spots were not very good money because people just weren't ready to put money into something. They weren't saying, hey, how can I spend more money? People are getting laid off, economy's crashing, housing market's crashing here in the U.S. But internet marketing was where it was at and still is because of the global, you know, the global impact of being able to launch a product on the internet. So it's amazing when I think back to dominoes. Even though as I talk about this, I mean, I just wanted to keep wringing that rag out. Who else can I meet? What other products can I create? How much else can I learn about online marketing? I don't know anything about CRM software and merchant accounts and affiliates, but somebody does. Somebody has that knowledge that they can take it and they can use it, and I can just kind of be the quarterback here and orchestrate. So you don't have to have all the answers, but you got to have connections. And ask yourself this question as we close out today's show. Are you somebody that you would want to do business with? Are you somebody that you would be excited meeting for the first time? And let me dive one step deeper into that. What's your personality like? When you meet somebody, do you talk about all your flaws? Are you kind of an introverted individual who doesn't think you have much to offer? You're going to be attracting those types of people into your life. You don't have to be a cocky, arrogant ass like Sam Crowley. I'm kidding. Well, am I kidding? No, I'm kidding. I'm a nice guy. I'm actually a really nice guy. I'm very confident in what I know I can do. I'm not confident in things I know I can't do. Sometimes I do fake it, like being able to change doorknobs. I changed a doorknob in our basement. We recently had refinished. I put it on backwards. So we had to actually get a handyman to put a $10 doorknob from Home Depot on our door. And if you follow me on Facebook, I actually posted a photo of what's that door, the slot the doorknob goes into and locks. I don't even know what it's called. I didn't even know what that was. I put it on backwards. Anyway, I know what I can't do. But I'm confident in everything I can do. I love doing this show every day. I could talk for hours just about the journey of the entrepreneur, the dreamer, the person who is so incredibly in their mind, they think they're flawed. You got it back to who you were when you couldn't lose, who you were when you were bulletproof, who you were when you thought, hey, man, this is a great idea. Not before everybody got to you to tell you that those weren't great ideas. Not before everybody got to you, the average people who said, hey, it can't be done. No. You got to get back to that person that you used to be. And I'm here to tell you, man, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, your greatest day, your greatest accomplishment, it hasn't even happened yet because you haven't put the dry rag into the bucket and then started wringing out all those great connections, wringing out all of that abundance, wringing out all of that success that comes as a result of you asking better questions, getting better people into your sphere of influence, into your inner circle. But it begins, life is an inside job, and it begins with the person that you want to become starting today. Gain the confidence, gain the experience, gain the failure, but gain the wisdom that comes with the failure that creates days like I talked about 5 years ago. That's what happens when you stay in the game. That's what happens when you don't give up. That's what happens when you look at things just a little bit differently. As a great Wayne Dyer says, when you begin to look at things differently, things appear differently to you, correct? Wouldn't you agree with that statement? It's awesome, man. Life is such an incredible journey. Don't let it live you. You go live it and start inside. So when people are around you, they're like, wow, I've got to get closer to that person and find out how we can work together. It's going to happen. I promise you it's going to happen. It's going to happen starting right now. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.